Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
Let's go to Dan in Sunnyvale. He wants to talk about Copang Inc.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking a starter position in it and wondered if you think I should wait for a pullback.
And provides unbiased answers.
And so it's all about that growth in sales, and will that eventually turn into a profit?
Invest Talk, over 31 million downloads and counting.
What are your thoughts of putting in an at-the-money call today, let's say, from 2 years out for 2023?
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Tuesday, May 18, 2021. And of course, on today's program and podcast, as we do every day, our mission statement, independent thinking and shared success. And that's our effort to be as honest and straightforward with you, the audience, as we can. It is a call-in show. You ask questions. Anything financial is acceptable. Anything financial. I don't care what it is. It could be insurance. It could be, stocks, which it primarily is. It could be real estate. I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. So I will do my best to give you the information that you need. I'm Steve Peasley, and of course, I encourage you to contact me with your financial investment questions right now. You can get through. We're live 4 to 5 Pacific time. Remember, you're going to shape the show. You're going to take it the direction you want it to go with your questions. Okay, but long as it's financial, I'm on board with you. Okay, right now our number is 888-99-CHART. We are live streaming program 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And we have lots of calls on our voice bank, lots of calls. But we like to take live calls if we can. The number, it never changes, 888-99-CHART. So let's get right to our first listener question. Oh, there's a live call. Let's talk to Richard in Walnut Creek. How you doing, Richard?
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
So I wanted to ask about AT&T. I know you guys own it, and I was surprised today. The last thing I anticipated was them cutting the dividend. I think it's a dividend aristocrat or something. It's been paying dividend for a very long time. And I don't understand why they did that, and I honestly don't understand the spinoff and merger of Discovery and Warner Brothers.
Okay, the theory was that they were going to integrate it with their telephone lines because everything's going to be online and there was going to be a lot of synergies. And the AT&T gave up saying that that's not so. The new CEO decided that that's not going to happen. They're not going to see these synergies, and they have all this debt on their books. And they spent more money getting the bandwidth for 5G. So they spent a ton of money and they have a ton of debt. And he didn't think they would get much more benefit out of the synergies of Time Warner, having content. That's what their explanation is. So they spun it off, put it with whatever that other company, and they're going to get $30, $40 billion, and they're going to take that money and pay down debt. But at the same time, the Time Warner assets was producing money so that to help them pay the dividend. Well, now they don't have that cash flow anymore, so they cut the dividend to like 4.8%, 5% from 7. So that's why. Now, the question is, do you want to own this company at that dividend, and will they start picking up? We're gonna keep it. I'm not getting rid of it. I think, it's already happened. And so now, do I live with 4.7 or 4.8% dividend and get rid of the stock? And it's already went down to 29.50. I think it was a buying opportunity. Actually, we actually bought for some of our clients that didn't have AT&T, the newer ones, on today's news. We bought some. So that's what happened. And I don't think it's all that bad. They're going to focus on what they do best. I just think back to the GE days. Remember when GE got away from their core business, and look what happened to them. They added all these things to become a conglomerate and never really worked out for them. So I don't think AT&T does not want to take that path. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Roger, Richard. Thank you. So why are we here today? Why am I doing this podcast? I know that successful financial future requires you to stay invested. You need knowledge. You need information. You want some strategies. You want help. That's what this show does. Okay, to help you with the uncertainty of the stock market. Because the stock market is never certain at any point in time. It's volatile. You have to learn how to deal with it. And it can be a great place to build your assets. It is a great place to build assets, but you got to understand it. So ask some questions. The number is 888-99-CHART. Well, how the market do today? Didn't do very well. It started off okay, but the Dow ended up being down 267 points, the NASDAQ down 75, and the S&P down 35. I just don't think we're done with this little correction we're having. I don't think it's been deep enough. I think we're moving, here we are in May, and we're moving toward June. I think June, we might see a bottom in June or July and have a market recover, but we'll see. But I just don't think we're done. I don't think you should worry about it too much. We're not moving into a bear market, not at this stage, just a correction. And corrections are really healthy. They're healthy for the market long term. So, my trivia question today concerns revenue. That is the revenue collected by the U.S. government. Each year, it is in the trillions of dollars, right? So, what do you think it might have been in 1961 or earlier? That's my trivia question. You know how much money the government used to take in then and how much it takes in now? Also, housing starts numbers were reported today. I want to talk about that and permits, building permits. Amazon is in talks to buy MGM. Amazon is in talks to buy MGM. That's interesting. Remember, AT&T is spinning off their entertainment division while Amazon is buying entertainment division MGM. Kind of interesting. And finally, Clorox, GM, Whirlpool, they're warning about price hikes. Those are things, if we can get to them, we'll talk about those in more detail. I think it's fascinating what's going on here. And we just got to learn how to deal with it to preserve and grow our money. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. We're already moving quickly through the second quarter. It is May. And summer is approaching pretty darn fast. So your goal is never changing financial freedom. That's the goal. Whatever financial freedom means to you. So your participation is pretty important to this program. It is all important to this program. So we're taking your calls live, 888-99-CHART.
We're already moving through the second quarter, and serious investors need to bring their best game. InvestTalk is here to help. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to talk to Jay in North Carolina. He wants to talk about Vanguard Materials ETF. Jay.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking the call. I enjoy the show and listening to it on the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm a simple trader, if you will. Have a lot of just VTI and VXUS.
Okay.
Had a little extra cash, nothing major, but was either looking at, I was really looking at VAW, Vanguard uh-huh. Materials, and the other option I had was just dump it proportionately in my VXUS and VTI. Just kind of thoughts on VAW jumped out at me, especially given your thoughts, about commodities and super cycles and things like that. So it jumped out at me. What are your thoughts?
Well, I like VAW. I think it's going to have a pullback at some point because it's gone up pretty steadily. I would much rather buy it. If I was a buyer of it, wanted to buy it, I'd much rather buy it in the 160 to 170 area, but it's at 192, and I'm not so sure it'll go down there. You're a little bit late to the party. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't think the party's over. I just think I don't know if I would chase this performance. I'd probably wait for it to pull back some. By the way, everybody, VAW, it's ETF seeking performance corresponding to the U.S. Investment Market Materials 25/50 Index. So materials, you know, mining, iron ore, materials. That's what this is vested in. You'd have to pull it up and see what stocks they own in the index, because I don't really know for sure. So part of it should be some gold in there and silver and copper mine, something. So I frankly think it has some more to go, but I would buy it. I'd probably buy it on weakness if it ever came at this point. VTI is a Vanguard, everybody. Any ETF starting with a V is usually the Vanguard. And Vanguard is very good because it's low costs. They have low expense ratios, Vanguard does. And I like the other one. I think one's a total market, the ETF that you mentioned. I think that's what, VTI? I think that's the total market index. What was the other one you mentioned?
Yes, sir. VXUS. I like to pair those, about three VTIs for one portion of VXUS. So VTI is the American
and that one's
one, and VXUS is all. Yeah, so I'm a simpleton, but okay. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Okay, I would put something in the materials. I think that's a wise decision. I think we do have a long glide path for commodities. I do. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Jay. We move on pretty quickly. I'd like to keep it going. So here's a question from a caller earlier, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, this is Duncan from New York. Just have a question about a couple of ETFs. You guys got me. I am now a fully believer of commodities, doing my own research. And now I'm looking to kind of put a position in an ETF that's going to help hedge inflation. I got three, if you guys got time to quickly go over it. It's Vanguard Energy, VDE, and then Energy Select, SPDR, which is XLE. And then I also heard about this new ETF that just got created, INFL, by Horizon Kinetics, that's actually really geared just towards inflation. So I just wanted your 2 cents about those three ETFs, looking to kind of get a position for, I would say, like a year or something like that. But I know you said something about like doing it for a couple of years. But looking forward to the answer on the podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. VDE and XLE are energy, in the energy area. And I think that's one of those two both of them would be the ones I picked. The last one you have, IMFL, is XUS, so it's all foreign, and it's so new, I don't know what it does. It's not very descriptive of what it does. So I'd probably stay away from that, because I don't know enough about it to give the answer. But I think energy is not a bad place to be. Now, we've moved up already, but I think energy, I can't see it not working. You know, the BXLE pays a 3.9% dividend, so I like that also. BDE, what did they pay? BDE. It's hard to go from one stock to another, back to another, or an ETF, because it takes too much time. VDE pays 3.3%, so please try to keep your 3.3%. So keep your questions to just one, if you would. Just one of the of the equities, not more than one, because it's too difficult for me. I can do it off the show, but not here on air. It's just not, we don't have enough time. Okay, housing starts, 157 million. They expected 170. Last month it was 173. But more importantly, housing starts is a lagging indicator. Permits are more important. 173 million. It was 176. I'm sorry, let me take that back. 1.76 million. It was 1.76 million last month. So it stayed the same. And that's a pretty darn high number. So housing is still pretty strong. We're headed into a break, but I'm here and ready to answer your finance and investment questions. Answer them right now. 888-99-CHART.
And the issue here is that the prices just run away from the fundamentals.
Got a question for Steve or Justin?
I wanted to see if you thought that was a
safer place to park some money for long term.
You're the best person to ask it. 888-99-CHART.
In today's market, more than ever, you need unbiased investing guidance because it can help you achieve financial freedom. This is InvestTalk, and you've come to the right place. Steve Peasley is here now, taking your calls live. So step up with your questions, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Okay, we talked, I know Justin talked about it, and the first question of the day was about the AT&T and, you know, spinning off Warner Media, and I had a couple calls today, what should we do? You know, if never, ever, ever do anything in a panic, everybody, just relax, take a look at it, and see if you like it. Now, the CEO, John Stankey's decision to spin it off was all about refocusing their efforts on AT&T's core business. And in principle, I like that a lot. I do. Now, what hurts me is the dividend gets cut. I don't like that. No one likes that. But is the now 4.7% dividend enough for all of us to stay with AT&T? And now they're paying down debt with that spinoff money. They have to pay down debt because they have a lot of it. And that debt is very constraining. So I like the deal as far as get rid of some of this business. If you don't think it's going to be accretive going forward in a major way, then get rid of it. I don't have a problem with that. You have to have faith in the management. If you don't, then get out. That's really what the question is. Do you have faith in the new CEO? I kind of like the boldness of the decision. Okay, I'm not going to second guess him. I'm just going to sit back and say, okay, do I still want AT&T? Do I still believe that their dividend is going to continue to grow over time? Did I buy it right? You've heard me say many, 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 many times on this show, don't overpay for something. I told you over and over again, I'd like you to buy AT&T in the high 20s, maybe the low 30s. That's where you need to buy it. What is it today? 29-something? Buy it. My idea doesn't change just because of what their management is doing, unless I really don't like what management is doing. But I don't know if it's going to work. But I kind of like the move. I do. So just my thoughts on that. I know Justin had his thoughts on it. And, you know, just what I think we ought to do. Okay? So that's what I got. Let's talk to Sean in Ukiah. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Hello. Good, thanks. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so just a general question about indexed universal life.
Yes.
So many different companies are out there touting it. You know, I could use specific names, but you know which ones are on the radio. And
yeah.
In a low interest rate environment like this, that for the foreseeable future could start to creep up, is there a time wherein that might be an actual valuable part of an estate plan? It just seems like it's hard for them
be.
To guarantee their returns with such low rates.
He's talking about life insurance, everybody, universal life, and he's talking about indexed universal life, meaning you buy the index, S&P 500. My problem with it is the cost, Sean. It's a pretty expensive operation. You can buy an index fund all by yourself and, you know, buy SPY or QQQs or any of the other indexes. The thing that they will provide that doesn't, many of those index universal life tell you will never lose a dime. They always guarantee that you won't. Your money will never go below what you put in. Okay? And that's one of the things that they hook you with. But at the same time, you got to stay in at least 10 years to get that hook. And why is that so? Because there's only been one or two periods, I think just one, 10-year period in the life of the stock market where it wasn't higher. So they're not really giving you anything of benefit, really. So I don't like universal life or whole life. If you need life insurance, I go term life. If you need investments, which is what those two products are trying to be, why don't you just invest directly yourself? It'd be a lot cheaper, and you'll be a lot happier, and you'll have a lot more freedom with your money. That's just my opinion.
Are they in essence selling selling a call to buy a put and putting a collar on the position?
Kinda. You could describe it that way. Yeah, you could. Remember, what do you think they're doing with the money? Any money that you give them, they'll put it in the market. That's what they do. Yeah, I work for insurance because I know exactly what they do. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Okay, Amazon is in talks to buy MGM. Now, we're talking about MGM Entertainment, the movie business, TV shows, whatever else they have. And this has not been really announced out there yet. There's just rumors, and it's rumors about $9 billion. But Amazon is not a telephone company, not AT&T or Verizon or anything. Amazon, what does Amazon do? Amazon's trying to get its fingers in everything. I think Amazon someday is going to have a comeuppance getting into so many different lines of business. But so far, it's been very successful for them. So that's what they're doing. That's what they want to do. Okay, the problem of our exploding national debt is something that we must begin to deal with sooner or later. It's coming. We already have a huge debt. So lots of politicians seem to think we can make up budget deficits by raising taxes. But the federal government does not generate enough revenue to cover even our expenses. And that's before paying down the debt. So, as we go to break, here's my trivia question. What is the projected U.S. government revenue for fiscal year 2021? And how does it compare historically with revenues collected going back, way back, or all the way back to 1789? So after the break, I'll give you the answer, 888-99-CHART.
The prosperous future you envision for yourself and your family will not happen without strategic planning and definitive action.
I'm in my early 20s and I'm thinking of doing something that every article I read says not to.
For the unprepared investor, market volatility around the world demonstrates risk.
I noticed it took quite a fall.
But opportunities wait for no one. And now may be the best time in years to invest wisely.
We got a lot of things cooking out there that the market has to think about.
To invest strategically.
It needs to consolidate.
To prevail, serious investors need a balanced combination of realistic market education and unbiased guidance. KPP Financial Principals Steve Peasley and Justin Klein host a unique weekday finance and investment program and podcast, Invest Talk. Listen live or download the free podcast.
Invest Talk is made possible by KPP Financial, where Invest Talk hosts and KPP principals Steve Peasley and Justin Klein practice parallel investing. That means Steve and Justin's accounts participate with client investments at equal prices and percentages. You can learn more about parallel investing at investtalk.com.
888-99-CHART. I asked a trivia question before the break, as I do every time at the half-hour mark. So I asked before I gave, let's see, where am I? Hold on, my computer just did. Okay, before the break, I asked a trivia question. What is the projected U.S. government revenue for fiscal 2021? The government revenue. We're talking about taxes, right? And how does that compare historically? So let me remind you that, that the number 1 trillion means 1 million million. Okay, that's what a trillion is. I'm trying to give you some scale. So to visualize a trillion, imagine the number followed by 10 zeros. Okay, keep in mind, 1 billion is only a mere 1,000 million. A billion is only 1,000 million. A trillion is 1 million million. Okay, U.S. federal tax revenue, the total tax receipts received by the government. That's what that is. And that means we're talking about federal income tax, payroll taxes, corporate taxes, all that. The U.S. government total revenue is estimated to be $3.86 trillion in 2021. 3.86, the total for the whole year. Okay? So that's, if they spend more than that, they're in a deficit, right? You're paying, spending more money than you make, just like you would in your paycheck. The government paycheck is $3.863 trillion. You know how much debt we have on our books? How about 20 plus? It's going to be 26, 27 after the end of this year. Okay, here's what it is over the years, the past years, from way back when. Okay, 2011, how much income came into the government? $2.3 trillion. Remember, it's now 3.8. 2001, it was $2 trillion. 1991, it was $1 trillion. 1981, it was $600 billion. 1971, I graduated from high school in 1970, it was $187 billion. In 1961, $94 billion. Okay, think about how much that increased, and the government's still spending way more than they're getting. They send way more. Okay, for the combined fiscal years of 1789 through 1959, that's 170 years, World War II, the Korean War, World War II, World War I, War of 1812, all these huge wars we paid for. The total revenue in those 170 years, $1.1 trillion. Total. 170 years total. We spend that like it's nothing these days. So today in 2021, we collect three times of all the revenue we collected in the 170 years. See, the scale is monstrous, and we still keep spending money like it's water. And we think it's not going to have a consequence? There's going to be consequences. There will be. Anyways, I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, let's go to Gary in New Jersey. How you doing, Gary?
Hi, Steve. So I have a quick question regarding at-the-money calls and maybe something with like an index fund, like 2 years out. Like let's say, for example, if we know that something like the S&P 500 is going to theoretically go up over time, you know, what are your thoughts of putting in an at-the-money call today, let's say, from 2 years out for 2023, rather than, I guess, buying into the fund itself?
The problem I have with that is the market is going to be pretty volatile. I was just talking to Justin today about where we think the market will end up at the end of this year. He thinks it'll be up a bit. I think the Dow will be up a bit, and the S&P might be up a bit, but I think the NASDAQ is going to be flat or down. So trying to go out 2-3 years is, I think, a pretty high. I think it's a guessing game. Now, if you did it for 5 years or 10 years, I'm pretty much assure you that the market's going to be higher. Okay? But 3 years or less, man, that's hard to call. I wouldn't do it. I can tell you that. It wouldn't be something I'd be interested in. Gary, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in Sunnyvale. He wants to talk about Copang Inc. Copang?
Yes, sir. Hi, Steve. Great to talk to you. I'm a religious listener to your show.
Thank you.
I was thinking about taking a starter position in it and wondered if you think I should wait for a pullback, and I'm a little hesitant just because it's kind of would fall in the growth category and everything growth up. I've gotten out of recently.
Right. Well, this is, for everybody out there, the symbol is CPNG, a Korean online retail platform offers apparel, footwear, books, body care, and home decor products. It doesn't make money. It's never made money. And you know me, I don't like to buy companies that don't make money.
Ooh, okay.
The sales growth is pretty spectacular, though. It's 74% growth this most recent quarter. I'm talking about the first quarter of this year. Before that was 100%. Before that was 95%. So huge growth in sales. And so it's all about that growth in sales, and will that eventually turn into a profit? And the answer is probably most likely yes. The other negative I don't like about this company is very new. It came out in... beginning of March. So it came out and it traded the first day from like a little below 50 to almost 70 the first day. And today here it is at 37. So it's come down, 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 down. And is it a reasonable price now? That's really what you're asking. And I'm going to say, you know, I think people are going to be surprised when I say this. I'm going to say, yeah, I think it's a pretty reasonable price right now. Okay. I would not buy it because I don't buy things that don't make money. But if you wanted to take a roll of the dice with just a small part of your money and put it in something like this, I have no problem with that growth rate in sales. Keep that up. It's going to go higher. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. CPNG, everybody. Let's go to John in North Carolina. John.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask about industrials in general. They've been showing a little bit of weakness recently, and I wanted to know, generally, do you see that as just normal volatility, or do you feel like that sector is sort of turning over? And then specifically, I wanted to ask about one in particular called MYR Group. Ticker symbol MYRG.
Okay. I think if you see weakness in this stock, it'd probably be a good idea to buy it. Okay. I don't see much weakness, though. I mean, really, it dropped below $80. Got down to what? 78 or so. And now it's at 79.75. Got as high as 85 a couple weeks ago. So it has fallen from that. So now it's in this little range here in this short period of time. I kind of like it at this price in the high 70s.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. If it drops below, it could go down to $68 a share. And that, to me, would be a buy point. You got to buy it, okay, at that point. And just for everybody else, this company, symbol MYRG, is MYR Group, Inc. It provides transmission distribution services for electric utility industry and electrical contracting services. Doesn't pay a dividend. It's going to make $4.51 next year. So that tells you it's about, 17 PE or so? And the range, five-year range, 7 to 47. Return on equity is very healthy at 15%. Very high cash flow of 6.29. Management owns 4%. It's a $1.3 billion company. And mutual funds are buying over the last year, buying pretty significantly parts of this. And the most recent quarter grew 14%. I kind of like it. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, Steve.
No problem. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it has moved up. It's already made a big move, but still not that overpriced at all. And if you think about it, this is why months ago, Justin and I were talking about, man, you need to get into the commodity-type stocks. You need to get into the stocks of basic materials and basic industries because they're so cheap compared to very high-priced tech stocks. And everybody wants a high-priced tech stocks. Back then, last year, high-priced tech stocks. And we're saying, don't invest looking backward. You invest looking forward. And we think that all this government spending and coming out of COVID and then inflation, that's going to benefit the low-priced, low-leverage stocks. That's what you're looking for. And, of course, now we've seen it has the last few months. And I still don't think it's done. I just think we're due for a correction. Okay? Anyways. On every podcast, I like to reserve a minute or two to remind listeners about some of the benefits that KPP Financial does. We're in Irvine, California. Here on Invest Talk, I talk about what we invest in general terms because I can't tell you specifically because that's reserved for our clients. But, you know, I do tell you specifically that I buy the same things for myself as I do for my clients. Justin and I buy for the same thing, same price, same percentages in the programs we have as we do for clients, because we call this parallel investing. We want to be on the same side of the table as you, the client. So that's what our philosophy is. It has been forever since this company started. Okay, we're going to keep doing that too. So companies in Irvine, California, we'd love to take a look at your portfolio, help you out if we can, or if you just want to have a conversation or you want us to manage your funds, we'd be happy to do it. But you have to take the steps, not us. We don't want to push our services onto anybody. But if you're interested, give us a call. Go to investtalk.com. Send me an email. Click on Contact Us. You know, there's many ways to get hold of us. Next up, we'll go to the voice bank question. It concerns investing strategy. You'll want to hear this. We'll play it next. 888-99-CHART.
There is good news for loyal InvestTalk listeners, their friends, and families. Steve and Justin have recorded a special bonus podcast.
Been listening for a while and have got some great advice.
This free podcast is available for download anytime. Typically, each day and night, the InvestTalk call center receives more voicemail questions than Steve and Justin can fit into a live show format.
Hi, guys. Big fan of the show.
So in the bonus program, caller questions will be played back from our voice bank and answered with brief, unbiased, and helpful responses.
I think for like the next 10 years, commodities are going to be doing very well.
It's in the money. You probably just want to sell it.
It's a fast-paced learning podcast for the average investor.
Absolutely love your show.
It's free, so be sure to tell your friends. It can be downloaded now at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and investtalk.com. Look for Rapid Fire Hour.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Phil from Chicago. I'm in my late 20s, have steady income, don't plan on taking money out anytime soon. Only adding more as time goes on. My question's about strategy. Do you think I should be worried about the move from growth to value and commodities, or just continue investing in the companies I feel will do the best over time and maybe just adding more into my positions even if they go down? Thanks.
Yeah, I don't. In your early 20s, I don't think you should worry about it too much. I don't think you should just buy growth stocks all by themselves. I think you should have a balanced portfolio, meaning you will have some value stocks and some growth stocks, and probably lean on growth. Or no, I actually would lean on value, because over long periods of time, value works better than growth. But you know, in the recent 10, since 2008, growth has way outperformed value, and I just think it's value's turn. But what you really want to do is pick good, solid companies with great fundamentals and long-term prospects. Don't buy the fly-by-night, hot right now, and next week it'd be something else. Buy companies that make money, have solid earnings, solid margins, good return on equity, return on assets, good earnings before, you know, fundamentals. You want to look at the fundamentals of the company. The problem, if you focus only on growth, you're going to get fundamentals that are weak. The only fundamental that's on growth stocks many times is the growth of sales. Not earnings, sales. And some of those companies will never make money. Got to be careful. You know, over time, you'll find your investments in stocks, boring stocks, that earn money year after year after year, grow slowly, pay dividends, those will work better. What do you think Warren Buffett has done all these years? He hasn't focused anything. He doesn't hardly ever buy a tech stock. Ever. Ever. I think he has Apple. He's not a tech guy. That's all the growth he avoided. He's still the world's best investor. Okay? 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278, Clorox, GM, Whirlpool, all warning of price hikes coming, and it's going to come and stay. Now, there's going to be a price spike in a lot of goods and services, food included. And that spike in growth in prices, in other words, inflation, probably will spike and then slow, but still be inflationary. Still will have it. This is InvestTalk. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have one goal here, always the same, and that's to help you achieve financial freedom, whatever that means to you, however we want to define it. And our work will continue right after this break. So get your questions in, 888-99-CHART.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk.
A warrant is a right to buy shares of stocks at a certain price.
Got a question for Steve or Justin? 888-99-CHART.
already moving through the second quarter, and serious investors need to bring their best game. InvestTalk is here to help. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to talk to Noel in Napa. I will be in Napa this year visiting some relatives. So, hi, Noel. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye on all the wineries and see if I can find you.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's great. I'm glad you're coming up. I'm into food, energy, communications, copper, silver, and gold.
Okay.
And I feel very comfortable with the last three of the commodities, but because of my advanced age and the fact that the country's in $30 trillion debt, one of these times, you know, we're going to go beyond a correction and could be worse than a depression. And I'm just thinking, I should, because of my advanced age, I should put a 10% trailing stop on everything I own. But do you think that would be too? Is that ridiculous, or is,
no? It's not ridiculous.
Be too close.
Can I ask you? Are you over 70?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you don't want to risk a lot of money as you get older. I'm very comfortable with the market, so when I'm over 70, I'll still be in it. But I don't know if I would get rid of my gold, silver, copper positions anytime soon. I don't know if I put a trading stop on those. But everything else, yeah, I think it's, remember, you're going to have trouble earning income from it. And, you know, it depends on you. Really, no, it really depends on you. Do you need the stock money to grow? Or are you just playing with the stock market because it's fun? Okay? And you have enough income from retirement accounts and everything else. Then you do what you feel it'll be right to do, and it's kind of fun. You don't have to have long term growth in your money. I hate to tell you this, but we're not going to get out of this alive. This life alive or not. So, you know, if you have plenty of money, yeah, I put a stop on many of my companies. I would. I'd still sell with silver and gold for the next few years, actually. I think inflation's coming. I agree with you on the dangers of the debt, and no one's paying attention to you. You notice that? No one's paying attention to it. They don't care. They talk, sometimes they talk about it, but they don't care. They don't even, we're not going to address it. Right? Noel, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Jim in Indiana. How you doing, Jim?
I'm well, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate the show.
Thank you.
So, I've got a mutual fund, and it's done pretty well. I'm up over 50%, but I bought it a long time ago.
Okay.
I shouldn't say long. I bought it probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's up over 50%, but I can't, like, I think that the mutual fund is shut down, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. At the very least, I don't think it's being actively managed. And
okay.
Paul, Mary, Bill, Paul, X-ray.
That's a principal. Yeah, I got it. Principal mid-cap fund. Now, many times they'll close funds to new investors because they have too much money. And they don't want more money because they're running out of things to buy. You know, there's reasons why they close it. And almost all the reasons why they close a mutual fund to new investors are good reasons. You like it. If you're an investor already in the company, you like it. Because if they get a flood of billions or more dollars, then they start to dilute what they're buying, they get out of what their expertise is. So I kind of like them shutting down, saying we got to stay focused here. So I don't think that's a reason for getting out. I don't know much about it other than, because I don't have the, it's a mutual fund and you really have to do some research on it. Is it mid-cap growth or is mid-cap value stocks? Or do you know?
It's supposed to be mid-cap value, but I feel like there's some growth in there as well. So I think it's kind of a mix.
Okay. What I would do is I'd hold on to it, but follow it up with a stop. Okay? Maybe a 10% stop from the high. If it drops below 10%, get out. You know, that way you preserve your gains. That's about 17.5% a year, by the way. So that's a good return. It's a good return. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay. I guess we're done. Done for the day. I'm Steve Peasley. Completes another program. Jessica Klein and I thank you for listening, and encourage you to give us a call and tell your friends and tell everybody you can. I will be back here tomorrow, by the way. Also, you know, this is a podcast, so you can download it from Google Play, Spotify, InvestTalk.com immediately after the show, because it's also a live radio show. You can browse by on the podcast by topics if you wish, 401ks, real estate, whatever you want. So tell your friends about that. They, you know, that way they can look at the topics they want to listen to. Independent thinking, shared success. This is InvestTalk, everybody. Have a great night.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461.